Starting Monday, thousands of bands will show up from around the world in Austin, Texas, to perform at the 32nd Annual South by Southwest Music Festival. NPR Music will be there to take it all in and even put on a few shows. Stephen Thompson is heading to Texas soon, but before he goes, he wanted to tell us about some of NPR Music's Slingshot artists performing there. Remind us, Stephen, what Slingshot is and what it means for these artists to play at South by Southwest.
So Slingshot is a series that NPR Music put together in collaboration with a whole bunch of NPR member stations, basically to put a stamp of approval on a number of bands that those stations, that those of us at NPR Music really love and want to share with as many people as possible. So it's kind of a little bit of a recommendation engine. If you go to npr.org/slingshot, you'd see this grid of faces and you can kind of click on them and sample them and spend time with them and hopefully find your new favorite band.
And you've brought just a few highlights with you. Tell me about the first artist you have, Jade Bird.
Yeah, Jade Bird is really interesting because you hear her voice.
One minute, you told two lies that you love me, and it was you and I. One minute, I came to see half a man of what you used to be.
She sounds a little bit like a Nashville veteran, and she's just got this real grit to her voice. And then you find out that she is not old enough to drink and from England.
All right.
Did you tell yourself an alibi? Babe, you're giving me a heart attack. Ooh, what were you thinking? Well, did you take me for? Ooh, what were you thinking? She's cheaper than a dollar store.
I can hear that leaking out of one of those doorways on Lower Broadway.
And I would walk right in that room.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just you've got that grid of kind of like earlier country music, kind of vintage country music, crossed with a little bit of the more ethereal vibe of a band like a First Aid Kit.
And some muscle.
And some muscle.
Okay, so next we've got a singer named Haley Hendricks. Sounds like Jimi Hendrix. I'm going to spell her name. H-E-Y-N-D-E-R-I-C. K-X. There's the X.
I've had to type that name many times, and now I can finally do it from memory. She is an amazing singer-songwriter. You know, you think singer-songwriter with guitar, you think you know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But she will sit down, and she just sings with kind of this nerve to her voice, and her songs are constantly going down these kind of side roads. So when she starts a song, you never quite know where it's going to end up or where she's going to stop along the way. I find her music completely hypnotic and compelling, and I've already become a huge, huge fan.
The milk is sour. I've barely been to college, and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala, shalala.
You think you know where the song's going, and all of a sudden there are these kind of umshalalas. Part of what I love about this song is that by the end, she's screaming.
Okay, I gotta hear that.
I need to start a garden! I need to start a garden!
And that's Haley Hendricks getting tender again.
Yes.
At the end. Okay, it looks like you brought one more, and I hear you brought this one just for me.
See, now I know you, Don Gagne, and I know that you are a soul man.
Soul, it's like picking your soul is like picking your barbecue, right? Detroit
right.
or Memphis,
That's
which
right.
is it going to be?
And you're a Detroit man.
I am a Detroit guy.
Yeah, you are through and through. So I've got somebody from Memphis.
I like Memphis.
I've got a bluesy soul singer named Liz Brazier, another young singer. So many sounds and eras going on in her music. You hear traces of this like Stax Records soul music, but you also hear girl groups, but then, you know, modern ballad singers. There's a lot going on in her sound. I think she's got enormous potential.
And this way, the way.
So So we've got this great soulful voice here. Is she a slingshot artist because she hasn't been around very long, or she's just unknown?
Well, the Slingshot series is definitely about young artists. We want artists who've only put out one record, if they've put out a record at all. We don't necessarily want bands we've already covered before. So she was somebody who was definitely in this process. She was new to me.
Stephen, anything else people should know going into South by Southwest?
Well, if you're going to the festival, but also if you're not going to the festival, if you just want to discover a new favorite band, in addition to that Slingshot series, we also put together this package called the Austin 100, which is 100 handpicked discoveries from the festival. I curated it myself. You can download it, you can stream it, you can take home all three of the songs that we just played and 97 more. You can actually download them in one giant bundle and have all the songs in your computer forever if you go to npr.org/sxsw and look for the Austin 100.
You can follow all of NPR's coverage of South by Southwest online at npr.org/sxsw. Stephen Thompson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Don.
Pleasure.